You're listening to the Declare Conference podcast. The Declare Conference is a Christian women's blogging conference here in Dallas, Texas, this August 2014. The hostesses of the conference, Erin Hall, Kristen Lemus, Michelle Acker, and myself, Heather McFadden, can't wait to welcome you to Dallas. In the meantime, we hope these podcasts can inspire and equip you to know God and make Him known. We also hope today's guest, one of our speakers at Declare, will give you the tools you need to follow God's calling with wild obedience. See y'all soon. You're listening to episode 9 of the Declare Conference podcast. Today I'm chatting with Jessie Connolly, our opening keynote. Jessie is one busy lady. She has a print shop, Naptime Diaries. She started a conference, the Influence Conference, and a network to go along with that. She has 4 kids, and her husband is planning a church. Now, I'm impressed by all those things, but you know what first grabbed my attention with Jessie was her Instagram feed. I found her through a common friend, Haley Morgan, the Tiny Twig, and once I saw Jessie's feed, I had to follow. And it is, every time I see something from her, it's visually appealing and inspirational. Her wisdom, her godly wisdom, is so attractive in the way she captures truth. So when I found out she was one of our speakers and I got to do a podcast with her, I knew I needed to ask her about how does she approach her Instagram feed. And y'all are going to be so blown away by the information she shares. Really, truly, super practical, super helpful, and I know you're going to walk away with some great tips. So without further ado, here's Jessie. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Declare Conference podcast. Today, we have another one of our awesome speakers who's not only a breakout speaker, but she's going to be our opening keynote, actually. Jessie Connolly. Jessie, welcome to the Declare Conference podcast. It is so good to have you here.
So good to be here, and I cannot wait to be there. I cannot wait for Declare. I'm so excited.
Oh, it is such a, like, sweet time of just rest. Maybe not for, like, the hostesses, but I felt like it was kind of a nice, it's a nice intimate group of people and worship and good community.
Cannot wait.
Tell everyone first, before we just get into how gifted you are, tell everyone about your family.
My family, I am super, super blessed to do life with these guys. I am married to a church planter / pastor. We've been married almost 9 years, and we have 4 kids. They are 7, 6, 5, and I have a 1.5-year-old baby toddler. So it's fun. We have like a whole little range right now, and we live in Charleston, South Carolina, where my husband is planning a church, and our church actually just launched in January. So, our life is busy and fun and weird and wild and funny
and full. I mean, just saying, you had, you know, 9 years of marriage and 4 kids. That's enough. Yes. That's a lot. Yes. I mean, I've done that recently. I get that. That's a lot. And then the church planting and the moving. Y'all moved to a new area to do this.
It's funny. People, like, look at our life now, and we run 2 small businesses and also the church, and you know, then just all of the like fun online stuff that comes with that, freelance or writing or that kind of stuff. And people say, like, I just don't, it's like so much, like, how do you do it? But for us, this is really like the most stable season we've had in a long time. We moved 10 times in 9 years, so are not moving ever again. And we know, like, we're going to be here for a long time. We're not starting any new businesses. We're not having any new babies. Like, we're in a fun season of developing, as my husband likes to say now.
The investing. Wow. Okay. So what are your 2 businesses?
Well, I run our family business, which is a print shop, Naptime Diaries print shop. So it kind of started from our blog. I had no idea what a print shop was. I would have never called myself a graphic designer or an artist. But I did put scripture on paper. Like, I would just write verses on paper. I would use really like rudimentary design tools to do it and print them off. And one day a friend said, like, you should sell those. And so randomly put them on Etsy one day. And that was in March of 2011. And by December 2011, it was like replacing my husband's full-time income. So it was like, okay, this is our family business. We are going to, this is going to be our main source of income now. And it enabled him to be freed up a little bit to do ministry, you know, in some more like risky ways, like church planting and assisting other churches and that kind of thing. So, then in May of 2012, Haley Morgan, that, you know, our mutual friend, the Tiny, started the Influence Conference, which is, for, women of creative pursuits and to really help them in their life and in their creative strategic pursuits. And then from there, we also birthed the Influence Network, which is now kind of our second full-time business. So, through the Influence Network, we do a magazine and classes and forums and community groups and just fun stuff like that to help equip women in whatever it is they're endeavoring to do.
So, so amazing. So amazing. And I love everything you're doing.
Ditto.
Well, so I'm coming from the Christian inspirational writing group of things. And I follow you and Haley. And I'm like, they're just so, you guys just see the world, I feel like, in such a cool way. Like your pictures and like your angles and your filter. I don't even know what you're doing to make it look magical. But, and yet, and so deep spiritual, like you, it's not like you're lacking in the spiritual things. You're like actually coming at it through the visual to get at people's hearts. And I'll, you know, it'll be a post maybe of your journal and your, you know, I think it's like your coffee, or not your coffee table. Yeah. Your coffee table area. And then you'll like write in the, underneath the picture, like this amazing truth that is like so inspirational, so encouraging. It's helped me view another way to deliver truth to people. And so I thank you for doing that and for just following God and using your gifts.
We tell our Influence girls that it's a hard like vision to catch, but we call it the funnel. We basically want women to catch the vision of the funnel of like, you have to take the big, huge, wide internet and kind of funnel through what works for you and what's life-giving for you. So I hate Twitter. I mean, I know so many writers and bloggers who just love Twitter. They love interacting with it. Or like, I don't know, all the other thing like Voxer or Facebook, like, and those things don't super work for me. But I learned like 2 years ago, okay, I'm a visual person. I really love Instagram. So I'm going to put my time there, you know, and that's where I'm going to spend a lot of my time, and even shifting out how I write blog posts. If there's something that I'm trying to say in 500 words, it can be said in 50. I'll just say it on Instagram. You know?
Yeah. I think one of your friends, like she put in her descriptor of her profile, she put, Instagram killed my blog.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of like, you could summarize it in 50 words, but we feel like it needs to be a blog post, and so we like make it this long thing. Yeah, if you can do it real fast under a picture. Yeah, totally. Okay, so for our Declare community, it would be awesome if you could just, you're going to be, tell everyone what's your session, your breakout session. So do you know, have a?
Yeah, my breakout session is going to be on just creating images for your blog, basically. And when you guys approached me with that, I was like, oh man, I don't feel like an expert in that. But I do feel like really passionate about helping women not feel like it's fussy and not be scared of it. Mm. And doing it in a really simple way that you don't have to like have mastered Photoshop or, you know, be the best photographer. I am not a great photographer. I am horrible with a real life camera. So we'll kind of talk about it from those angles, like a quick, easy way to make really inspiring images that do your writing justice.
And kind of, I've noticed with kind of all your, what did you call it? Your network design. What did you say? The Influence Conference was for the creatively something.
Yeah. Creative pursuits.
For creative pursuits. Okay. All your creative pursuit friends, y'all have like a brand or a look. If you pull up someone's Instagram feed and you look at their like 20 or 30 pictures that show up at a time, it's like you can see a general common look.
Yeah.
So do you think you could help us real quickly just kind of
know
how to do that? I mean, not super quickly. I know you've taught like hour-long sessions on this, but like if you could give us a couple tips, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. I'd love to try. It's funny. So I'll say a disclaimer. First of all, I am intentional to a fault about some things, and Instagram is one of those things. So once I really start telling people, oh, these are kind of like my rules and guidelines and guideposts that I use for Instagram, sometimes they genuinely think I'm like a nut job. So
okay, we promise not to judge. No nut job accusations.
Have to be for everyone. Not everyone has to be like this. And we laugh. The girl who helps run our shop, she's just a huge blessing. Her name's JC. And as she's helped us run our business and she's kind of morphing into like the brand manager for our business. I've let her in on my neuroses about Instagram. And so now she's like totally drank the Kool-Aid, and we'll both talk about like how our feed, like I'll say, oh man, if you go to my feed right now, like it looks very consistent. Like I love pictures, and she'll be the same way. And then if we have to post something promotional or like really doesn't fit, we'll laugh because we're like, oh man, it's kind of off for today. It's okay.
That's funny. I love it. I love it. Okay. So what are your tips?
A huge first step that I do, is at the beginning of a season or, a few month stretch, I will create a mood board of just what is really inspiring to me right now. And I will utilize that mood board for kind of everything creative I do, for my blog post images, for Instagram, and genuinely for our shop as well. So that would consist of just inspiring photos I might see on Pinterest, or I'll even usually include like 3 to 4 fonts that I'm really like into at that moment. And then maybe some, they don't have to be even things that I don't write about fashion, but it might be like a more fashion forward picture. But some kind of mood board that helps me kind of think through like, these are the colors that are really inspiring to me right now. These are the things that are evoking a lot of inspiration for me. I'll go to those fonts if I have to make any kind of graphics for that series of a few months. For the most part, I'll stick to those fonts. And I actually really tend to stick to those color schemes. So a lot of people might say, like, how do you do that when you are taking photos? Like, you can't, you know, your whole life can't match. But I think once you kind of set, like, oh, this is a color scheme that's inspiring to me, you'll start to see it within your home. See it with life, or you'll realize like, oh, if I just put this pillow behind my journal, that really matches that whole thing I'm kind of going for. Or I was looking at my Instagram feed this morning, kind of thinking about what we were going to talk about. The other day, my sister and I, there's a picture on my feed right now, a few photos back of my sister and I, we had gone to yoga one morning and went, you know, taking a picture after yoga. And I realized that if we moved like 4 feet over, there was a stripe of man, that like really fits my mood board. So for me, that doesn't feel disingenuous to say like, oh, let's move over 4 feet, you know, and take this picture.
Well, it's kind of giving you like boundaries and like, you know, how Catley kind of tells you to like think of your audience, what's your goal with your blog. It's almost giving you like visual goals. So you have...
Yeah, to it.
Instead of just like, or David Molnar was talking about, like it's like Russian roulette. You're kind of like just shooting and hoping you get something good. You're more just like pointing the arrow towards exactly what you want and consistency. I think that's awesome. I think it's a really good idea.
So my second tip is really, once you've kind of decided like, this is what's inspiring for me, this is my vision for how I want things to look cohesive. My second tip is really just to move forward with that without being scared, you know? And I think that only takes like small, subtle shifts. I think a lot of times women really, with things that are beautiful or, visual things, we kind of want to be like on trend, right? We want to be doing what other people think is beautiful. But I've found when I really stick to doing what I think is beautiful, and what really like evokes emotion for me, it works. Like it works, and it's inspiring to women. So I'm on a just massive, weird, strange flower kick right now. And there are some times when I'm like, is everybody going to just get so sick of the flowers? But it's what brings out genuine inspiration in me. So it makes things real when I have something encouraging to say, or when I have, you know, when I have like a word I want to share on Instagram, it's not just like a, oh, this is me drumming up some truth. It's like, no, I'm really inspired or encouraged by the visual things I'm seeing. And the Lord is like bringing a truth to me. And so I want to share that.
Well, I think it's really connecting. I think because I've spent so many years just following trends, or, oh, that looks okay, that's what everyone says is beautiful, I'm following that, that I've never really even keyed into, well, what do I like? You know, I like? Do I like reds and oranges? I had a friend come into my house and she was like, well, we need to get rid of all the reds and the oranges. That's very 2004. And yeah. I was like, but I like those colors. Yes. But okay, if that's what you say, so we'll go to blues if that's what's in style. But I, you know, I've really struggled with getting rid of it. So that's, yes, it's encouraging to hear. Like, if you love that. Like, yes. I love green online. I don't know why, but I'm always, like, picking green for everything. I just need to stick with that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You brought up Kat Lee. I talked to Kat Lee last week for some of her podcasts, and we were talking about planning, and I'm just a huge fan of Laura Casey's Power Sheets. I don't know
if I've heard good things about that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, huge thing. I mean, it's all about goals and planning, but she gives you tools to help you think through, like, what fires me up and what makes me passionate. Mm. And a huge part of that for me is color. So I, sometime like last October, I realized black, pink, forest green, and like sky blue are like my jam. I love them.
Yeah.
Them everywhere. And yeah, I don't care. And a huge part of me was like, pink. I like pink. That's so cheesy. And I was like, I don't care. I like pink. And I really like black. I don't know why. Yeah. I'm really encouraged.
But when you said those colors, like, I thought of you. So I think that it does connect with people. Like with Amanda, I think purple. Like, exactly. That's her favorite. So.
Exactly. And not everyone who reads her blog loves purple, but they love her.
Yeah.
And they love that she's genuine. So So you rock that red and orange. Yeah. I say you.
Okay. I like that. Okay, good. So move forward. Don't be scared.
Do what's inspiring to you. Take pictures of what's inspiring to you. And that will be inspiring to others. And then my last tip is kind of opposite of both of those. It's less like about what you feel. And my biggest tip for women who are trying to utilize Instagram or just any kind of, creative visual thing online is don't feel disingenuous if you plan or schedule it. Mm-hmm. And I think as bloggers, we absolutely plan our blog posts. That's just wise. But I've noticed if I tell people that I plan or schedule my Instagrams, it's like, oh, well, I'm a crazy person. Mm-hmm. But I don't think so for me. I know there are like four things that I want my Instagram to be about. I want it to be about, God's word. I wanted it to be about inspiring women in their creative pursuits. I want it to be about community. And lastly, I want it to be a small peek into my family. Mm. And I want those four things to be pretty balanced. Mm. And that's different from a lot of people's Instagrams. Sometimes I'll post a picture of my kids and somebody will say like, oh, you have kids? Because it's not all pictures of my kids. And that doesn't mean that I don't love my kids. They're the most important part of my whole life, you know?
Yeah.
They are absolutely just my whole, you know, my whole world. But they're, this media for me is not about sharing about them. Mm-hmm. That's not what my voice is about online. So they might pop up every four or five or six pictures. And the rest is going to be kind of based around those things. But when I know like, oh, here are my four things that I'm trying to communicate through my pictures, through my tweets, even, you know, through my Pinterest or through my blog, to me, I think it's really okay to kind of schedule those.
Well, and I don't feel like you're being disingenuous because if I think of those four things, that is your world, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's like your life isn't 100% your kids. You're running two businesses. You're starting a church. Yeah. So like community, God's word, inspiring women, peeking your family. I mean, I think you have a pretty balanced life and then that's reflective in your Instagram. I think that's really wise advice, you know.
sometimes, you know, sometimes it's feast or famine. And some days you have like 18 things that you really want to say.
Yeah.
So take all the pictures and stash them away and start a list and say, hey, next Tuesday, I'm going to post about this thing about grace that I thought. And next Wednesday, I'll show this picture of us making cookies that I actually took 2 weeks ago.
Where do you store those away? Do you have like a folder? Or you just like make a mental note?
On my camera phone, like on my phone, on my camera. And then I'll upload my photos to my phone every once in a while. But if I notice that like, oh, I've put one on my computer that I meant to keep on my phone, I'll just email it to myself real quick. But yeah, I almost always latergram everything. And I think it helps too with the epidemic for us of like being in the moment. So I can snap a picture, but then I'm not spending 15 minutes editing it and thinking of the perfect thing to say, you know?
I think that's good advice too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and maybe a week from now, you know, or maybe I just have it on my phone so that sometimes I'll just store photos away for when I have time to post them, or if I don't have anything to post, I'll keep them stored so that I have some kind of like in the vault.
I love that. These are great ideas. Okay, do you use like one filter all the time? Do you like have rules about that?
Always use one filter. I use Afterlight to edit my photos. And I almost always take my photos in square mode. I used to, you know, do the like white borders like a lot of people do. And I loved that. I loved how it looked. And I had a photographer friend tell me like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Like you should take them in full square. Like they look so much better in full square. And I was like, ick, I don't think so. And then I did about three in full square and I loved it. So I think it's just personal preference. But now I really like mine as a full square. And I use Afterlight and I use the Russ filter at about like 30 to 50%.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Jesse. I think you have revolutionized my Instagram from here on out. So I hope that it's helped everyone listening as well. If you've never thought about having a mood board or having a consistent theme to your Instagram feed and your blog and just an overall brand, these are good thoughts to have, you know, just to simplify your life. You're not actually making it more complex. You're actually saving yourself work. So you're not having to recreate every single time you go to put something on your blog or put something on Instagram. So thank you, Jesse, so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait to see you guys soon.
Yes. Yes. We'll welcome you with all our warm weather and our good food.
Love it. I love it. Can't wait.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
If you learned a few great things today, imagine how much more you will learn when you attend the Declare Conference this summer. You'll meet new people, hear awesome speakers, eat delicious food, and worship our amazing Lord. It's August in Dallas, Texas. For more information, go to www.declareconference.com. See y'all there!